Proclamation number 8771, dated the March 5th, 1964. Reason for the human being's free will. And thus you are in a human stage where you can freely use your will again. One day you will realize what this means, when you are enlightened, when you can look back on the infinitely long time you lived on Earth in the state of compulsion where you, constrained within all kinds of creation, had to act according to divine natural law, which you are unable to oppose. But now, as a human being, your free will, which is a sign of the divine being you once were, is returned to you, and as humans you also shelter the divine spiritual spark in you, which inextricably connects you with the fire of divine love, since it is and will remain forever inseparable from the Father Spirit of eternity. This free will is the attribute of a divine being, for that which once emerged from God had been perfect, and free will is part of perfection. Time and again you humans must be informed of the correlations. You must know that free will cannot be denied and why this is so. Furthermore, you must also know that no person or his soul could be held to account if he did not possess free will. You must know that all power is truly at God's disposal in order to instantly place all beings into a state of the highest perfection, but that these beings would only ever be the works of his power and never the children of his love. However, the latter can only voluntarily shape themselves into these, and God's happiness consists of the fact that beings voluntarily strive for this perfection, that they strive towards him of their own free will, that they are able to distance themselves and stay away from him and yet try to reach him as a final goal. For free will is always determined by love, regardless of whether it is positively or negatively inclined, for the love is correspondingly positive, if God is its goal, or negative, if it applies to the adversary, if the love is mere selfishness which only strives for its own advantages, whereas positive love is divine and only ever wants to give and please. And this is determined by free will, hence only free will can be responsible. If the human being's free will were disputed, much would seem to be pointless. It would also distort the portrayal of the eternal God and Creator, because every imperfection, every adversity, people's spiritual low level and their anti-divine behavior would also have to be regarded as wanted by God, and no one would ever be able to recognize a God of love. Every calamity in the world could only ever be blamed on the Creator himself if the human being's free will had not been the cause of it. Consider that, in that case, God himself would contravene his law of order, for only one can be held responsible for everything. God or his living creation, the human being, but God can only work in supreme perfection and nothing will infringe against his law of order. The human being, on the other hand, can leave this order by virtue of his free will because, as long as he still lives on earth as a human being, he is still imperfect and only lives on earth for the purpose of adapting himself to the lawful order again, which he once voluntarily revoked, and should become perfect again, as he was in the beginning. Every person should seriously deliberate on the fact that the world would not be as it is now at the time of the end if he had no free will. Then only God's will would be valid, and this truly would not cause disorder everywhere, which, however, is the case. Consequently, God would have to be held responsible for everything that happens in the world. This is such an absurd idea that, after some deliberation, a person could in fact himself gain the inner conviction that he has free will. Again and again it is to be emphasized that it only concerns the innermost will and not the implementation of what the person wants. The latter can certainly be prevented by a higher power, by his fellow human beings, Nevertheless, the will remains accountable, no matter what effect it takes. For even an evil deed voluntarily accomplished by a person can have a favorable effect on another person as a result of my countermeasure. Nevertheless, he must justify himself for his ill will, because it is free. As long as you humans dispute free will, you are not aware of your origin, or you don't recognize God as the supremely perfect being who brought you into life. A being created without free will would be imperfectly fashioned. It would only be a lifeless work, since only the thinking free will makes it a being. While the being is constrained in the works of creation and subject to natural laws, it is also free of all responsibility because it cannot act against God's will. In the human state, however, it can act, think and want at its own discretion and thus must therefore justify itself, because its actual purpose of life is to turn its free will in the right direction, that is, towards God, from whom it had once turned away. It is not possible for the human being to shake off his responsibility. He cannot encumber someone else with it. He must bear the consequences of his will, and therefore his will also determines the fate of his soul in eternity. It can completely liberate itself from every shackle, but also harden its shackles again and fall back into the abyss. But at no time ever will God's will determine its state after its physical death. Instead, the human being creates his own fate because he has free will. Amen.